Today I'm chatting with Emily Sands of Black Heart Tattoo, and Emily is a tattoo artist, and she is absolutely fabulous. My mind is blown by her work, and so welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming. So when did you know you wanted to be a tattoo artist?
When I knew I wanted to be a tattoo artist, I was probably around 12 or 13, and it definitely was started by watching Kat Von D on TV.
Yeah.
Typical, but that was the first, like, female you saw in the media that was tattooing, so.
Yeah.
It was pretty inspiring for a 12-year-old girl.
Yeah, so when did you get your first tattoo?
I got my first tattoo when I was 17 in Ohio, and I had already been doing my apprenticeship for a year, so all the guys at the shop were like, Emily, you've got to get a tattoo. You can't be doing them and not have any. So that was how I convinced my mom to sign off for me to get one before I was 18.
Was she okay with your career choice?
Yeah, she actually was, and none of my family have any tattoos. Like, my mom has one that I gave her, but no one else really was interested. But they didn't necessarily not like it either. They just didn't know anything about it, so they were pretty cool with it.
So where did you receive your training, in Ohio?
Yeah, I started my apprenticeship with a guy named Rob Lee. He passed away about 5 months into my apprenticeship, but someone else took over, and I finished it out there. And just about a year after, I ended up moving here to work at Roustabout Tattoo.
So why'd you move to Cookeville? Like, specifically to work at Roustabout Tattoo?
Yeah, I actually met the old owner of Roustabout at my old boss from Ohio's funeral. So Tattoo world, it's kind of a small world. The guy that owns it now is actually from Dayton, Ohio as well.
Oh, that's so interesting.
A lot of transplants from that area living here in Cookeville.
So coming here, we're kind of small.
I was pretty surprised when I first decided that we were going to move here. I thought it was going to be really small, but I was surprised. And, of course, since I've been here in 2015, it's grown majorly. I love it. And I have a 3-year-old son, so I'm really excited to raise him here.
Yeah.
It's very family friendly. The schools are great. So
what kind of work do you create?
I can create any type of body art of tattoos. I've done permanent cosmetics like eyeliner and eyebrows. I pretty much steer away from those nowadays. I just don't enjoy them as much as I used to. I like sticking to body art. But something new I've started in the last couple of years has been the areola restoration for, like, breast cancer survivors. I mean, there's other candidates as well, not just from the double mastectomy where it needs to be replaced or there's nothing there. So that's really exciting. That's, like, life-changing for people.
Yeah.
So that's really cool.
That's amazing. Wow. What got you into that?
I think I just had somebody ask me if I did it in the past, and I was like, no, I've never done that before. And eventually I did some research and figured out that I could do it. And I had a friend that works at Cookeville Regional introduce me to Amy Ellis, who's in charge of the breast cancer center there.
Mm-hmm.
And then my landlord at Black Heart Tattoo that owns the building, Susie, that owns Susie Q's, works at the breast cancer center as well, and she does a ton. She does the wig program. So really cool connections in the area.
Yeah, like all just synced up. Huh?
I know, yep.
That's amazing. Yeah, I was looking at your eyebrows last night, and I was like, wow, you do a really good job.
Thank you.
Like, amazing. So, but you don't enjoy it.
Oh, I enjoy helping people, but yeah. I like sitting down for hours and doing a large artistic piece. The brows can get a little tedious, but
it's just mechanical.
Yeah, kind in
of,
a way.
Yeah, like autopilot kind of thing where you're not being, you're not.
I enjoy helping people, but it's not really a creative outlet at all.
Exactly. Yeah. And we want to be creative.
Yes, anytime I can.
Yeah, absolutely. What is, like, can you think of your most favorite tattoo you've ever done?
My favorite tattoos that I've done are, like, whole sleeves that I've just drawn on with Sharpie markers where I've really just got to design the whole thing out of my head. They just say, maybe I want this idea or incorporate these two things, but the rest of it, do whatever you want. Just make it look nice. So that's where I get to really have fun. I like black and white.
Yeah, so you like it when someone comes in and they're like, just do whatever.
Yeah, they're like, I love your work. I want to incorporate maybe one or two things, but other than that, be creative and we trust you. That's my favorite words. We trust you.
Oh, I know.
We did our research. You can do whatever you want.
I absolutely love that. I love that. I recently did a commission.
Commissions.
Yeah, and they were like, They had bought my work before, and they're like, just do whatever you want. And
yeah, because they're just like, we love your work. Yeah. We love your style. So yeah. Whatever you make, we're going to love it.
And it worked out. It was fabulous. It was fantastic.
Nothing feels better than that.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. More of our conversation with Emily Sands coming up on the scene. I'm here with Emily Sands of Black Heart Tattoo. And so, Emily, how long have you been doing this?
This will be year 9 in October. That'll be 9 years since I started my apprenticeship.
So that's pretty amazing that you're an artist full time. Like, don't you just love that?
Yeah, I'm really excited that I've worked to this point in my life. I started at a young age, and I mean, a lot of times people start a job when they're 16 or 17 and they think it's what they want to do for the rest of their life, and then they turn 30 and they're like, I hate this, I don't want to do it anymore. So
yeah, or they go to college and get a degree
in something, and they 1 week into the job, they're like, wow, I hate this. But
yeah, and I've got student loan debt. And
definitely blessed to still enjoy my job and love it.
Absolutely. So I've never had a tattoo. And actually, I mean, I'd love to get one day. I just haven't pulled the trigger yet.
Yeah.
Describe to me, like, what is the process of getting a tattoo? Like, how does that work?
Well, for your first tattoo, you definitely want to think about it for, they say, at least like a year or two before you've decided that's what you really want. Something small, because they can be painful, so little short 10 minutes, anybody can handle that. On your body, usually joint areas or like the torso, bony areas like your rib cage, those are more tender. So like on your outer arm, maybe your back of your shoulder blade are one of the best places to get a first tattoo. It's the least painful. But just sending me your design, giving me your ideas, maybe telling me what it means to you can help me make a design custom for you. But you just come in for your appointment, and we clean the area, and we make a stencil usually that is like a temporary tattoo before the real one. So you can look in the mirror and see what it looks like and make sure it's where you want it to be. And if we're using a stencil, we just trace it with our tattoo machine, and you let it heal for about a week, and that's it.
Really?
Yeah.
That sounds pretty easy.
It's pretty simple, yeah. I've not had very many people get a first tattoo that are, like, surprised at how painful and terrible it was. They're always surprised at how easy it was. That's why people get so many.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Once you realize that it's not that painful, it's not that big of a deal, you're like, wow, I couldn't get all of them now.
So you prefer to work in black and white, you said?
I don't mind doing color, but when it comes to, like, full sleeves, like, large pieces, I prefer black and gray, yeah.
And why is that?
It's just been my favorite drawing style since I was younger. Maybe, like, 14, 15, my favorite medium was, like, pencil drawing.
Okay.
All the scales.
Gotcha.
Of dark to light.
Gotcha.
High contrast, yeah.
I think that's important, too, to know your tattoo artist, to know what they're most comfortable with.
Oh, yeah.
So that they can give you the best possible outcome, you know.
Yeah, color is awesome as well, but the black and gray doesn't do as much damage to the skin, so it heals a lot quicker. It's just better for everyone.
So how long does it take to get one of those really large tattoos? Can you do that in one sitting? Or
If you were to, say, get it in a whole sleeve, like from your shoulder to your wrist, uh-huh. all the way around your arm, that will take multiple sessions. I like to do 3 or 4 hours at a time. That's, for me, as long as I like to sit with one person, everyone starts getting stiff. You start getting sore from just sitting in the same position, and the skin starts to get a little worn out and exhausted. So it's best to just let it heal and come back to it than overworking the skin, causing scarring, and making your client miserable for no reason when you can just take a break and finish it in like a month.
So is that how long it would take, you think, to heal before they could come back?
For the tattoo to heal so that you don't have any, like, open wound or scab left, it usually takes about a week and a half to 2 weeks. But for the skin to be healed enough to be tattooed again, it takes about a month.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, because you're getting a new first layer of skin. So the tattoo sits in your underneath of your second layer of skin, right before the fat layer. And when you do the tattoo, the epidermis, which is your first layer of skin, is, like, scratched off. So that's all we're really doing, is taking off that first layer.
So if you do a tattoo and you spend 3 hours with a client, mm-hmm. and then you have another client work it come in, then you're on another 3 hour session with them?
Yeah, I mean, you get a little, like, 15 to 30 minute break in between customers, cleaning up, introducing yourself, getting their paperwork filled out,
yeah.
and their design ready. So it's not like a continuous stop and go. But some days we get pretty busy. We're appointment only, so we schedule it out how we like it. But we've had some events before COVID, of course, and we had a flash event for the tornado. We had a fundraiser, And we had hundreds of people show up to our little 500-square-foot studio, just Devin and I. And I think we knocked out 25 each in, like, 9 hours.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Craziness.
So we can work pretty fast when we need to, but yeah, we try to relax for the most part.
Absolutely. More of our conversation with Emily Sands coming up on the scene. I'm here with Emily Sands of Black Heart Tattoo. And Emily, so you do, you know, a wide variety of subjects, just like any tattoo artist. But, you know, where do you get your inspiration to create what you create?
When I'm working with tattoos, my inspiration's usually coming from my client. And why do people get tattoos? It just depends on what's going on in their life. Sometimes it's because they just turned 18 and they're ready to get one. Other times it can be sad, like they may have had a family member pass away or just a big life change. I've done a lot of tattoos for people that may have been recently divorced or just moved, just big life changes they like to commemorate. So they just kind of fill me in on what's going on, and I do my best to make something to help them heal through their journey the best I can, and I love seeing happy customers.
Yeah, I would say
happy tears are so exciting.
Exactly.
That's the best part.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It just feels so amazing.
Yeah, when they're like hugging you and they're like,
yes,
you've changed my life.
Yes.
This is so pretty.
Yes. Yes. And sometimes like I hear things like that and I'm trying to, I'm trying to understand it. Because I think sometimes as artists, maybe we don't see our work the way that other people see it.
True, yeah.
You know? So.
And they're coming to us with an idea in their head, and they don't know how to put it on paper. So we've got to just listen to them and try to understand where they're coming from and hope that what we write down is what they want. And
yeah, you have to connect with them on a certain level.
Yeah.
Have you ever had any requests that you weren't able to complete?
Sometimes, usually that is, when people are trying to maybe cram too many things into one tattoo, or if they've had a tattoo done before that is just hard to work with, maybe want it fixed or redone. And
oh, does that happen a lot?
Yeah, sometimes, like, if they had it done somewhere that wasn't professional, or it's just really old, or it was a cover-up of an ex-girlfriend's name or something like that, and I'm just like, I can't put a unicorn on top of that, it's not going to work.
Do you ever try and discourage people from certain types of tattoos, or do you just let people be?
Since I've been appointment only for the last 3 years or so, I kind of pick and choose the designs that I'm taking in. So I don't really have people walking into my studio ever saying, hey, could you do this for me? It's usually all filled out through an email form. So I'm getting to like overview what's going on before I even meet them. But back in the day when I worked in like street shops, walk-in studios, a lot of times you would have to say, yeah, no, not going to work, buddy.
Well, yeah, I mean, you don't, it's not doing them any service, and it's not doing you any service to try and do something that's just,
right,
it's not going to work for you.
When people have tattoos that are just unworkable, there's laser removal as an option as well. So I send people in that direction sometimes. That can help.
Does that really work? I mean, can you, like, eliminate a tattoo?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Wow.
I've seen it be done many times. I'll usually send them to Casey Meneer in Cookeville. She does laser removal. She did some for me in the past. And a lot of my clients over the last couple of years have went to her. And I'll have her do one, and then they'll wait, I think it's like 6 to 8 weeks in between. Because when they laser the tattoo pigment, it actually is absorbed into your body. You would think it would come out like a splinter,
mm-hmm,
but it's absorbed into your body and flushed out through your lymphatic system.
Whoa.
So it takes a lot longer than just a couple of weeks for the process to be completed before they can do another session. So 2-3 sessions, and then it's pretty like 20 to 30% of it left, so we can go right over it with something else. It's not so dark.
Oh, wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. Lots of different ways.
Yeah.
Know about it.
Yeah, that's good. At least, you know, you have options if you get something that you're not really keen on.
Mm-hmm.
So do people ever come to you and they're like, I have a story to tell. Here's my story. Can you create something?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. It's more fun that way than when people just send you an image and they're like, I want this. Can you do it? Whenever, if they don't explain it to me, when they come in for their appointment, I always try to get some info and ask them, like, so what does this mean to you?
So let's tell the listeners where they can find your work and how they can book an appointment with you.
Okay, awesome. Our website is blackhearttattoo.inc, I-N-K, like tattooing.
Yeah.
And we've got both of our artists on there, Devin and I. And there's a contact form at the bottom. My books open once a month, and I book for the following month. So if you follow the website, you can see when my books will reopen, and you book on booking day.
And then people can also find you on Instagram. They can look through all your work. What's your Instagram handle?
Yes, on Instagram, it's at Emily Sands Tattoo.
Fabulous. Thank you so much, Emily. We appreciate you.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate you. Take care.
All right.